It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwan.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, June 30th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday, the Department of Health reported 3,368 COVID-19 tests completed. Only 47 came back positive, just a 1.4% rate. Of the new cases reported yesterday, really no local ones. The closest would be Cass County, picked up 26, and Burleigh County picked up 9 new cases. There are now 376 active cases in North Dakota. Speaking of Cass County and their COVID-19 numbers, the mayor of Fargo says that while North Dakota's most populous city is making progress in controlling the spread of the coronavirus, the 4th of July could be a challenge. Mayor Tim Mahoney says it'll be a test of social distancing and other prevention practices, especially while so many people travel to lakes in northwestern Minnesota. An interesting article out of the Fargo Forum says that North Dakota State University has not properly tracked the trademark revenues it received for their school's logo. The state auditor's office released the audit yesterday and said that NDSU, quote, did not collect the contractually obligated amount of royalties, close quote. State auditor Josh Gallion says the revenues earned from trademarks should be tracked and used responsibly and effectively. Starting tomorrow, if you're headed into South Dakota and you're driving, you better not be using your phone. Beginning tomorrow, a new state law will take effect, making it a Class 2 misdemeanor to use your cell phone. There are some exceptions, like using a GPS app, or to read or enter a phone number, or in case of an emergency. Drivers who talk on the phone will need to either use a hands-free mode or hold the phone up to their ear. The Argus Leader is also reporting the new law makes it a primary offense, meaning drivers can be pulled over for only using a cell phone. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.